USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four people now officially corroborating Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her when they were high school students in the early 1980s. Lawyers for Ford have handed sworn declarations from the four people to the Senate Judiciary Committee ahead of tomorrow's hearing on Ford's abuse claims. Meanwhile, as for Kavanaugh's second accuser, Republican Senator John Cornyn says...
Well, I know the staff of the Judiciary Committee has reached out to Ms. Ramirez's lawyer, and they are apparently talking about how to get her testimony.
Cornyn spoke on Fox News. Kavanaugh denies the allegations from both of the women. In South Carolina, several rivers are expected to crest today and cause flooding after Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump will be chairing a meeting at the United Nations General Assembly today. Yesterday, he addressed the General Assembly, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The president hit on many things, including North Korea, our borders, and keeping America safe. The president also talked about the Iran deal and why the United States pulled out.
The Iran deal was a windfall for Iran's leaders. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget grew nearly 40%. The dictatorship used the funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, increase internal repression, finance terrorism, and fund havoc and slaughter in Syria and Yemen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Delta Airlines has a problem with its information technology system is why they had to call for a ground stop for its flights across the nation for several hours overnight. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Scientists at the University of Texas at Austin are suggesting that the active ingredient in the herbicide Roundup is behind the deaths of bee populations all around the world. Glyphosate is already being blamed for causing cancer in humans. The researchers say it destroys specialized gut bacteria in bees, leaving them susceptible to infection and death. Boxer Victor Ortiz, is being charged with rape. The 31-year-old surrendering to authorities in Oxnard, California yesterday, booked on three felony counts, including forcible rape, charges that stem from an incident that reportedly happened at a Southern California home back on March 19th. Ortiz is also known for competing on Dancing with the Stars in 2013 and for some movie roles as well, including The Expendables 3 and Southpaw. President Trump has a new $1.5 million Cadillac limo named like its predecessor, the Beast. It weighs 20,000 pounds and is designed to survive nearly every type of possible attack. It also has a fridge filled with blood of the same type as the president's, and he also has some James Bond features like being able to create a smoke screen if necessary or an oil slick to thwart any pursuit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.